Meetings are still happening. That's where the business happens, is in this transept. We all know it. Friends, we have a wonderful problem here at the cathedral. It's been said that healthy families talk about money. And we are a healthy family. And so I'm going to take the next couple of minutes to talk about money. Because this isn't about the staff, it's not about your council, it's not about the finance committee. This is about us putting into action and in concrete form our greatest hopes and desires as a community of faith, trying as best we can to keep up with what God is up to. And I want to say that the great problem we have right now is that God is right out front of us by just a little measurable amount. Right? The narrative I've been using about this little pinch for the last 4 years is that we talk about it as a growing pain. Right? The great problem of this cathedral is that it is not dying. That would be easy. Gravity takes care of that. Our problem is that we're growing. Right? Our problem is that we're growing. Now, 4 years ago, when my family was exploring the possibility of a life here at St. Mark's, we weren't looking for a new job. We weren't looking to move. We loved the place that we were. But when we showed up here, we were so compelled by a faith community that made its case to us as a family that this faith community was so committed to what God is up to in this place, so committed to the mission and ministry and the vision of St. Mark's Cathedral as it had been received from previous generations, that it was willing to invest in its vision for its future at all costs, right? It was clear to us, this is a place that wanted us to come out and join you in the work. It was clear and it was compelling, absolutely true, and I have experienced that to be true for 4 years. This is a faith community that works hard. This is a faith community that shows up in real, concrete ways. It's an amazing thing. 4 years ago, when I showed up, one of the many things I inherited at this cathedral was a huge budget deficit. Right? The gift that keeps on giving. It was a huge budget deficit. And the budget deficit primarily came from a couple of key places. It came on the one hand from the fact that one of our mission partners who had been renting a lot of space from us was having success. And they outgrew the space and had to move, right? So God loved them, but what it means for us is significant hole in the rental revenue of our space. Almost six figures, right? I got that news after I signed the agreement. Good thinking, Mr. Huber. That was my first good news. It's also reasonable to be honest with ourselves that any time clergy transition happens, it creates disruption in a community. And when it happens and there's any level of conflict, it is an even bigger challenge. And so one of the other major sources of a revenue gap was just the fact that some members are no longer with us, and their pledge dollars, therefore, are no longer with us. So add that to the six-figure revenue loss from rentals, and we were well over $100,000 to clean up, right? That is no small thing. Now, again, if we were on the trajectory to die, that would be easy. Let's carry $150,000 debt every year as long as we can. That's the easy part. But what we've done instead over the course of the last 4 years is we have tried to grow smart, to think creatively about how we stretch ourselves, how we say yes to the future that we believe God is calling us to, how we build a budget, how we challenge ourselves to invest in our pledges, in our one-time gifts, in our planned giving, to show up and invest in that future that is out front of us that we cannot yet see. Right, so we're asking you to risk. We've been asking you for 4 years to be courageous, to believe in us, to trust in what God is up to in this place, and you've shown up in a huge way to do it. So I want to thank you for that. Right, we have come a long, long ways. We have done hard work in 4 years. We have not only caught up by the grace of some timely and wonderfully generous gifts to catch up on long-deferred issues with our facility and our grounds so that they're not an albatross to the growth, right? So thank you to those who've made those gifts. We have aligned our staff. We have grown the team. We have reached out creatively to the diocese and the community around us. We are doing the things that healthy faith communities do. And yet, we have a modest but persistent and pesky little deficit that continues to follow us along in this growth, right? There's a number attached to that. It's about 4% of the total operating budget. We shouldn't be overwhelmed by that. We're people of faith, after all. It adds up to a minimum of $50,000 per budget year. We can do this. But here's the trick. This isn't just council's decision. It's not just my decision. It's not just the finance committee's decision, though we'd love to hand it to them and toss them under the bus. It's not their decision. It's our decision. We're the people who show up and manifest our commitment to what we think God is up to in this place, right? And so while we've got options to cut, if we want to do that, we could make draconian cuts and start to cut into those initiatives that are growing the place. That's a way we could balance the budget. We are gifted with an endowment at this cathedral that, if it grows, will continue to generate more for us each year in the operating budget. We could tap into that, right? We can do that to close the budget shortfall at the end of the calendar year. We could make that request, but we would prefer not to, because that doesn't help it do what it's supposed to do for us. The other option is that we can do what we're doing this morning, which is come to you, the body of the faithful here at St. Mark's, and say, I, your finance committee, and your council believe in your capacity to show up and not only close that deficit, but help us grow beyond it for the next year, so that we can keep showing up for God in this place, making a difference in the community on God's behalf. We believe that you can do that, right? So that's what we're doing. We're asking you to show up in that way to help us close that amount and go way beyond it if we can. And there's some specific ways for us to do that. For pledgers, I know how easy it is to plateau, to settle in on a fixed dollar amount, and to stay there. But I want to challenge you to really look at it. Really take a look at it and ask yourself if it represents to you the value that this place is, not only in your own life, but as a public value statement of meaning and purpose in the world. Right? And if you can modify your pledge upward, please do so. Do so. Because that not only gives us a gift for this year, it assures us, especially if it's pledged, and especially if you give it in the form of a recurring gift, your finance committee doesn't have to do this every year. We know it's coming. You've made your commitment. We can grow a mission and ministry on top of that. So if that's you, that's what we're asking for. If you've been with us for a while and you've never pledged, you're in good company. You're in good company. We get that. There are a lot of demands for our time and our treasure in the world. I understand that. Trust me. I'm getting ready to send a kid to college, and I haven't even paid off my wife's grad school. We're carrying debt, we know it. But in our lives, we know that this is a public statement of value, what we do here. And this is in our top three gifts. This is our top gift by far, right, to this place. We've got our smattering of other things that we believe in, that we contribute to. This is our biggest gift by far. Because we believe not only what the cathedral and God in it has done for us personally, but because of that, we know what it can do for others. And we want to be part of making sure that that's true, that that's real and present and available. Many of us only see what happens on Sunday mornings, and this is glorious. It is expensive. It is glorious, and it changes lives, and we will always invest in that. There's also a whole bunch of stuff that happens between Sundays that changes lives of people we just don't see on Sundays. And we need to be here for that, right? And we're the body who invests in that presence. So if you've never pledged, I want you to take a risk. I want you to sit down with a pledge card, actually look at it, actually play with some numbers, actually see if you can't get to a figure that represents to you what this place is for you in your own life and what you think it is for the world around us. Right? Get there, put it on a pledge card, pray on it, and if you think you can make it happen, and you want to show up and be courageous and committed in a non-committal world, do it. Submit the pledge card. Join the rest of the pledgers here at whatever level makes sense to you, right? What we're looking for is commitment. Anyone in either of those groups who can make a gift above and beyond just to close this year, great. But it's the pledging that sets us up for the long-term work, right? Is that clear? Do people understand the difference? Plate gifts are wonderful. Drop them in when you can. Pledging sets us up for long-term growth because it's committed, stable, and predictable. It's a gift to your finance committee, if for no other reason. All right? We have brought on to work with us a development consultant who's doing amazing things already, who's going to work with us to help develop our capacity in the areas of annual giving, in the areas of capital giving for specific projects, and in the area of long-term planned giving. Your foundation finally decided that's what we want to do with some of our resources for the cathedral, is invest in growth and development. And we're doing that. And we need this investment this year to make sure we've got the resources and the muscle to show up and join that long-term work. Right? That's what we're asking for. You'll be pleased to know that your cathedral council, at a level of 100%, has already joined in this. They're leading by doing. What we're asking you to do is not something no one else is doing. We're asking you to join the folks who already show up and give sacrificially of their time and energy. And we're asking you to do the same thing. At whatever level makes sense for you, and more importantly, that puts a figure to your value on this place and what God is doing here. A letter's going to go out this week from our beloved senior warden. You'll receive it end of the week. We would love to say hurry up and rush and get it in here, but what this is actually about is spiritual work. And so we're going to give you time through Memorial Day, and that's the deadline. We'd like everything in by then so that your cathedral council can figure out what the budget looks like for the second half of the year, because they would like it balanced. And I happen to agree with that. I think it's a good thing. It's a good discipline for us to balance it. But they need to have that information by the end of this month to do it. So get it, put some numbers to it, sit with it, pray on it, and get it in by Memorial Day if you would. All right? Prepare your hearts to be generous, to join God in good things. Thank you.